Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. I am so excited that you're joining me today. I have a really special treat for you. So every Monday night, I host a live mentoring session for the women that I mentor. And this month, I'm mentoring about 550 women just spread out all over the place in all different spaces and places and seasons of life. And yet, it's funny, we all struggle in the same ways and need the same help. It's quite incredible. So this month, I'm teaching a series called Enough. And last night's session was so incredibly powerful. In fact, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, I posted like a little 3-minute video of the live session that I taught last night. So you can actually see some of it going down. But I decided that I would use last night's mentoring session and the challenges that I'm issuing to the women that I mentor. I'm going to use that for today's devotional and actually probably the rest of the devotionals this week. So I'm giving you a behind the scenes peek to what happens, and I think you're really going to like this teaching. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Dropping Truth Bombs. A single question plants a seed of doubt. And that doubt can lead to a derailed life, missing the mark for which it was destined. We have an enemy in this life, and his best attacks are questions. You need to be aware of the danger of his questions and be ready to respond with your truth. If you're not, then honey, you may just be stuck in a downward spiral of disappointment with no hope of things ever changing. Listen to me. It doesn't have to be that way. The devil showed up as a snake in the paradise called the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were living in bliss and they were enjoying all God had created for them. And in comes the slithering snake. And he doesn't come in with a deadly attack like we would expect. He slithers his way in with just a question. And he asks Eve, "Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Now, the question seems so harmless, but it led to a conversation. And listen to me. You do not want to be having a conversation with the devil. He asked Eve a question, and Eve engaged with a reply. This question led to doubt and a twist of the truth. And then the next thing you know, Eve has eaten the fruit God told her not to eat. Sin entered the world and screwed everything up. The fall of mankind all began with a question from the enemy. Question plants a seed of doubt, and that doubt led to a derailed life, missing the potential it was created for. So surprise, surprise, my sister, that slimy snake is still slithering around, attacking with his greatest weapon, a question. His question makes you doubt who you are. It makes you doubt your value and your worth. It makes you doubt your purpose in this world. It makes you doubt your ability. It makes you doubt your future. And here we are responding to the question with a full-blown conversation, just like we were never supposed to do. And we're still doing it. We're entertaining the doubt and stacking up evidence to support the attack. The enemy whispers, "Who are you? You aren't good enough." And we engage in a conversation of agreement. "You're right. And I'm not enough. Everything I start, I give up on. I never finish anything. I'm nothing but a failure. I'll never change. There's something wrong with me. I'm broken. Everyone else is better than me. I just can't do it. I'm sleepy. I have no energy. I have no support. It's too hard for me. And girl, you just talked yourself into a total derailment of the good plans God has for you. So, sister, we need a new game plan. Look around in your life. Do you see how the questions have caused you to doubt and shrink back and play little in your own life? Do you see how the enemy has been stealing what was yours? Well, it's time to take it back. And thankfully, God gave us a clear battle plan. James 4, verse 7 says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." But today I feel like we need it in strong, real language of the Message translation. Anytime I really need something powerful, I look up a scripture in the Message translation. James 4, 7 in the Message translation says, "Shout aloud no to the devil and watch him scamper." No, devil. No, your lies will not be entertained here. No, your questions will not cause doubt in my life. No, I don't believe a word you say. Just no. Shut down the conversation and the mental chatter. Don't play out the scenarios of negativity and defeat. That's not God's plan for you. That's the plan of the enemy, and he knows if he can get in your head, then he can sneak into every area of your life. Shout aloud no when he shows up with his questions. Doubt is deadly. Eve engaged in conversation with the enemy and began to doubt what God had told her. Why could she not eat from this one tree? What would happen if she did? Was God keeping something great from her? Would this apple change her life? And my guess is the enemy has slithered his way into your life and asked a few questions. And those questions have left you doubting if you're good enough, doubting your value and your worth, doubting if God really hears your prayers, really cares enough to do anything about it, doubting if you're loved, doubting if what you have within is good enough to do what needs to be done. No. We are shouting a loud no to the devil here. End of conversation. No. He is a liar from hell. He doesn't get to plant his deadly seeds of doubt. Don't you welcome him in and let him parade through your mind for one more moment. Some of y'all have been letting him have a full-on parade in your head. Slimy sucker, you and your lies are out. The battle begins with a question. And we all see how we've been under attack with the questions. Do you want victory here? Are you ready to rise up and be the champion you were created to be? Here's how. Truth. Victory comes with truth. The truth shall set you free. You need to know the truth about who God says you are, his plans for you, and the hope for your future. This is your route to victory. For the next few days, I will be throwing down some daily truths. Truths that dispel the questions that have been rocking your world and causing you to doubt. So the women within Big Life Mentoring know that every day for the next week, their challenge is to find a truth and to meditate on it, to just meditate on a truth about themselves. So here's today's truth, truth of the day. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-discipline. That is 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, and it is truth. Fear is not from God. He's not a dealer of fear and doubt. Recognize where it comes from. Fear holds you back in uncertainty and renders you incapable of the next step. Fear leaves you stuck. Fear has you fighting threats that most times aren't even real, so they're impossible to defeat. No, devil, I will no longer lay down and cuddle up with fear. I will no longer replay the fear-driven scenarios in my head. You're no longer my go-to. I'm not turning to you any longer. My decisions will not be influenced by you. I'm better than that. Why? Here's truth. Because God has given me a spirit of power. I'm not helpless or hopeless. There is power dwelling inside of me. God's power that breaks chains and parts seas and moves mountains. Well, that power is now living inside of me. I can change. I can get better. I can survive. I can handle this. I have power and I'm rising up to use it, darn it. God has given me a spirit of love. I don't have to grow cynical and hardened. I can endure the hardship. I can take the insults. I can survive the attacks. And I can come out better because I'm driven by love. Love trumps all. I am created to be loved and created to be loving. This will not turn me into someone I'm not. Some of you are going through some really hard stuff. Declare right now, this will not turn you into someone you're not. I will not lose myself going through this. I have this spirit of love within me, and it will be on full display. And God has given me a spirit of self-discipline. Oh, some of y'all need to say that on repeat all day long, especially when you're in the kitchen. Actually, I can overcome bad habits. I can break old chains. I can make changes and stick with those changes. I'm not lacking willpower. I have it within me. That's truth. It lives in me. Now I'm tapping into what has always been there. I can do exactly what I need to do one day at a time. One choice at a time, I can be trusted to do the next right thing. I can't control anyone or anything else, but I can control me and I will. Those are some truth bombs. We just blew some lies up. We just lit the enemy on fire and his attacks were shut down. Yes, the battle begins with a question, but victory comes with truth. Remember your truth today. You are not given a spirit of fear, but of love and power and self-discipline. Boom. Anything less than that is plain little when you were created for a big life. And as a bonus, today's truth bomb comes with a theme song, Francesca Battiselli's The Breakup Song. Oh, you should put this on repeat today. It says, fear, you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not like you know me. Well, guess what? I know who I am. I know I'm strong, brave, and I am free. Got my own identity. So fear, you will never be welcome here. Shout aloud no to the devil. And watch him scamper. And girl, hold on to your truth. So there you go. That's your truth bomb for today. Meditate on that. 2 Timothy 1:7. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Fear, you are not welcome here. But of power and love and self-discipline. Yes. You want to pray with me? Let's do it right now. Join me. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are so grateful that you have given us life today. Thank you for the opportunity to live. I thank you for your spirit that dwells within us, and that is a spirit of love and power and self-discipline. I thank you, God, that we don't have to be rocked by the questions of the enemy anymore. We recognize the questions for the attack that they are. We recognize that seeds of doubt are deadly. And we are not going to be having conversations with the snake today. We are snake slayers. We don't have conversations with him. We kill him. We tell him no, and we watch him scamper. So God, just help us to become aware of where we've been entertaining questions and doubts planted by the enemy. Help us to see how dangerous that is, and help us to shut it down. Help us to turn to the truths that you give us about who we are and the plans you have for us and the future you have designed for us. Help us to grab a hold of this truth of what we have living within us, believe it, and live like it today. Lord, I am so grateful for everything you're doing. Thank you for the way you're speaking and the way you're moving right now, the truth that you are dropping on every one of us just like we need them. I pray, Lord, for every family represented listening here. I am asking, God, for your provision for today. We need you, God. I am asking for your protection over our families. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, my friends, that was a truth bomb. How you like it? I'll have more coming your way this week. I can't wait to share this with you. Everybody have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. Seriously, if this spoke to you, will you just share it? Hey, if you're listening like on iTunes, will you leave a review? Oh my gosh, like every couple months I go in and I read the reviews and I giggle and it just makes me happy. So thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for inviting me into your life. It is such an honor to spend this time with you. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.